America Tonight. Boy, we have a lot to hit on during this hour of ATN. Hope you're having a good week so far. Hard to believe, right? We're almost midway through. Tomorrow is Wednesday. In fact, in most places right now, it is Wednesday. Sad story to tell. In Pakistan, 11 dead, 70 hurt. It was a five-star hotel, one that was back and guarded, but the guards didn't help any as they were shot, and what happened was the Taliban apparently stepped up and decided to bomb the place. And when I say bomb the place, again, this was a place where a lot of folks stayed who were well-heeled across the world. A lot of foreigners stayed there. It's called the Pearl Continental Hotel. It's pretty well-known in the northwestern city of Peshawar, and it obviously was not a great place to be because a suicide bomber set off a truck bomb in front of the lobby, and they heard it in the Chinese restaurant there. They heard firing, and then they heard a blast. It was dark. People were running and shouting, and happened about 10 o'clock at night. And as I mentioned, 70 people were wounded. It all kinds of different folks. A German woman working for the UN's Children's Fund was there, a British man, a Nigerian man. You know, the United Nations is very heavily involved in providing relief for the 2.5 mil people-wise displaced by that fighting in that and not too far from that area. So you had about a dozen UN staff folks that were staying at the hotel, and some had been wounded and even a fatality as well. So awful. What happened was these militant guys shot their way through that security post at the gate of the hotel. And then the truck bomb went off, as I mentioned, and then the rest is, unfortunately, sad history. And Washington, obviously, concerned by the possibility of nuclear-armed Pakistan drifting into more chaos. There was a threat that this would happen, and the United States is not putting any boots on the ground in Pakistan, but they're helping Pakistan in other ways. So the government and the military are feeling the squeeze, no doubt, and it's very different from, I think, the past, and they're stepping it up, the Taliban is, too, and what they're doing, and this is just the latest thing. And remember, there was also that suspected Taliban bomb attack at a mosque last week that killed about 40 people. I think you're going to see much more of the same, because the push was certainly on toward Islamabad, and I don't think that the Taliban's going to rest until they hit their goal. So the United States, for their end of it, our government has pledged about $300 million for the crisis, and the rest of the allies, you would call them combined, would have kicked in about $200 million. So what happens as they burn through all this money? They've got, all in all, they say, the Army says more than 1,300 militants and 105 soldiers have been killed, but there is no definite confirmation of those figures. The military says troops have cleared most of that valley, the Swat Valley, though soldiers are certainly encountering some pockets of that good old Taliban resistance. Man, not good for that hotel situation, though, because here you have innocent people thinking that they were somewhat safe and trying to lend a helping hand, most of them, and lo and behold, you've got guns and a truck bomb, and people end up dead, including a UN worker, and that's a sad state. You think of a UN worker, what they make and what their mission is and what, you know, what they're doing, what it is in their heart and the reason that they're there in those situations, and Jesus, awful to hear stuff like that. Other things that are happening across the land a little bit closer to home and further away, this might surprise some, but maybe not. Overwhelming pressure and media publicity, I think, probably in part drove this guy to it, but who knows what was making him tick. a man that was facing about 30 years in prison for raping three women. They called him the Craigslist rapist. He had advertised in the erotic services section of Craigslist. He committed suicide in his jail cell. The guy's name was David Lee Gage, and he was found dead at about 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday. They're confirming that. So he was in custody since last August, and he was waiting to be transferred to prison after being convicted in May of 7 felony counts, including 3 counts of rape. Awful, awful story. And, of course, that set off the conversation about social networking and what information should be out there, and Craigslist and what was actually being sold on Craigslist, that they needed to do something about their services. And I mean, this guy was a scumbucket, let's face it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He was luring people into his trap, and you know what kind of person does that? So he couldn't stand the idea that knowing what happens to a man who does that when he goes into a prison situation. Not good, from what I'm told, my friends, and certainly you've heard the old jokes about it, and apparently those jokes are pretty much true. Also, some other things that are happening that we're going to talk about on this show, including airline travel. I was talking the other night about the fact that some of the airlines have actually discussed the possibility of charging you to use a restroom, which I think is, man, outrageous, because you figure what you're paying. If you're lucky and you get a value flight, good for you. But for the most part, you're still paying a pretty penny to fly, I think. And you're not getting the services you used to get. Let's face it, you're paying to put your bag on the flight and all that other stuff. So now you're going to have to pay to go to the bathroom. And on top of that, boy, you better not be super, super chunky. Because if you need more than 17 inches wide for your airline seat, they're now another airline, and that happened this year. The Wall Street Journal just did a story on it, and I remember talking about it because Southwest has the same policy. There's actually about 8 airlines that do. The policy is if you have a little bit of flubber that hangs over, in other words, if you really can't fit in the one seat, you have a choice. You can buy another seat, or you can get off the flight, wait for another flight, and hope there's room in between. I mean, it's a great foul or fair question. Is this a fair thing to do? Is it that big of a problem? Apparently, United Airlines says that they got 700 complaints from people who were not happy about paying what they paid to get on the United Airliner in the first place and then having to share it with their neighbor for the 2.5, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours of the flight. So is it fair? You know, I say it's the most random thing in the world. You don't know who's going to be, especially if you're flying solo. You have no clue. You don't know who's going to be next to you. You could be the nicest person in the world. You could have a little bit of chit-chat. You could do your own thing and then have a comfortable flight and have a little bit of chit-chat on the landing, and it's just a good thing. Or you could end up in a situation where you have a really super giant person next to you and you can't handle it because you're just too squished in. Is it fair to want to have your own space when you pay for it to get on a flight? Or is it rude because someone happens to be too big to say, listen, you got to get out of that seat or you got to buy another one? Boy, that'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it? What do you think, America? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but
all right, if you've ever been on a plane and the person next to you was too small for the seat, did you complain? Did you get up and ask to be moved to another seat? Was the plane full, stuffed every seat, and you couldn't move anyway? Were you aggravated? And do you feel like it's justified for all these airlines to charge double to someone who is what they call obese and doesn't fit into the 17-inch seat? It happened to me twice, actually. Once when I was flying to Miami, there was someone who was huge, and they were next to my ex-husband and I. And then there was another time when I was going to Philadelphia where I had someone who was pretty big that was on the one side of me. But actually, because it was on the two-seat side, it was okay because he could lean over, and he felt awful, and I felt badly. I didn't want him to – and it was a long flight. I didn't want him to feel uncomfortable. So it actually worked out okay because he could lean over to the one side. But – I guess it can be pretty bad, and it is, like I said, the most random thing because you just don't know who you're going to sit next to, and you'd like to think that everybody's just nice and friendly and it's just a pleasant experience, and knock on wood for me, for the most part, it's been that way. I only had one incident, actually two incidents on airplanes that it ended up okay, and it wasn't anything that I did. It was something that happened with the people around me. But one time it almost landed the plane. But other than that, I haven't had that kind of an experience. Matt, have you ever been on an airplane where you were in a seat and the person next to you was just too big?
No, I can't say I have. I don't remember anything like that, so I guess I've been lucky.
Do you think it's fair, though? I mean, it's sad. It doesn't have to be someone who's giant. It could be kind of dicey as to decide who's too big. It would be pretty sad to be the person that's hanging over and self-conscious, too.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, I don't know where I stand on this, because you don't want to be the person who gets stuck next to somebody who's taking up extra space and kind of crowding into your spot, but at the same time, it's kind of demeaning to make them pay for two seats.
That's what I think. I think it's demeaning to make them pay for two seats. And plus, you're going to have to... That means that what has to happen is that the... basically, you're talking about the... You're talking about the people on the airlines policing who's too big. I mean, it was the old joke when this first was thought up with Southwestern and some other airlines that you'd have to have a scale and weigh somebody to decide... Because when one person's 160, 160 on another person isn't fat, or 200 or whatever. You know, you can take different weights for different heights and stuff. And it's, boy, if they had an arbitrary weighing, can you imagine that?
Yeah, they'd have to do
something. That'd be humiliating no matter what.
They'd have to do some kind of measurement or something, like, around you, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's what, I think it would have to be that. I mean, it is kind of a gray area unless you're really, really large and it's obvious. So if it's obvious, you know, they have those seatbelt extenders. So I think when somebody's asking for the seatbelt extender, that could be it.
Yeah, I guess that's...
Probably.
That'd be the way to... I don't know.
I would just suck in my stomach. I don't know. It's just bad. It's just a bad scenario.
Just have to drink more Centrician.
Because that's right. If you get Centrician, you can eke those pounds off and it won't cost you a fortune and you'll feel better and have energy. I think it's tough. It's a tough call because in one way it's really nasty to do that. I think it's nasty and rough to do that to someone. You could have the nicest person in the world next to you and, you know, look at the people on The Biggest Loser, how some of them are really super big and then they're gorgeous by the time they're done there. They lose so much weight. They look like a completely different person. And then there's differences of, and I guess it wouldn't apply because chunky is one thing and it's obvious, like I said, if somebody's over the seat. But there is the situation where if there were a lot of people that fell into that category, it could be a really rough flight. So, and at this point, so many airlines have done it. So United Airlines saying, listen, we're going to do the same thing. They're not the ones who did this first. They weren't the first people to do it. So, you know, there's a little bit of a head shrugging in the wrong directions, you know, shaking, saying, yeah, that's not right. But on the other hand, they weren't the first people to do it. And they said they got those complaints, 700 complaints within a year saying that people were too big next to them and it's not really fair that they should have to sit that way. And like I said, it's a random thing. Who knows? You just don't know. And if they started to take people's weights, people would lie anyway, right? You think somebody's going to tell you their true weight over the phone? Hey, we have a weigh-in at the airline. You have to prove your weight. Ugh. I don't know. Well, as far as the World Airlines are concerned, it's been a tough, tough year anyway. Losses are almost double the previous projections. I just saw a deal on this. World Airlines are losing about $9 billion this year. Yeah. So the world's airlines will collectively lose that much. And that's not good. International Air Transportation Association, they represent about 230 airlines worldwide, say that the loss from the $4.7 billion is what they had forecast in March. They're seeing this deteriorating revenue environment. Of course they are, because people don't have the money that they have. You know, even people with money are cutting back, I think, on traveling. And with the oil prices and where the oil goes, that certainly hurts the airline industry, etc. And it's the economic meltdown. That's what it is. So, of course, the industry is feeling it because passenger traffic has to contract, I'm sure, by probably almost 8% is what they're forecasting. And I believe it could be even more. And cargo demand is way down, 17%. That's a significant number. They're saying about 100,000 jobs worldwide are at risk. I have two good friends that work in the cargo business who do pretty well, and they both of them work for big, huge companies, and they've talked about it to me that there's definite scare, and a lot of people aren't shipping the way they used to ship. So when you look overall at the numbers, the numbers are dramatically shrinking, no doubt about it. That number is scary. $9 billion. Wow, $9 billion in 1 year. Hey, it's time to roll out the dungeon, and boy, Matt's going to stand by with the dungeon. Kwame Kilpatrick, you know that name? If you think about it, you'll recognize that name. That was the mayor, the former mayor of Detroit. Former mayor of Detroit, who was accused of a bunch of things that were not too nice, and said, you know, of stealing money, basically, and was told that he told the judge that he can't make any restitution because he had like $5 in his pocket. Well, Kwame Kilpatrick moves to Southlake, Texas, where he buys a $1 million plus mansion. So who's footing the bill for the mansion? Somebody bought it for him? I don't know, and his family? In a very, very ritzy area. Yeah. So $1 million. Geez, I don't have $6 in my pocket, but when I moved to Texas, suddenly I'm in a $1 million plus mansion. Reasons, because of the way that city is sinking and what's happening to Michigan, reasons to put Kwame Kilpatrick in the dungeon. Let's throw him in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yes, indeed. Kilpatrick could be released from the dungeon. We're going to send him a key. If he accepts our invitation to come on America Tonight, then we will release him, no questions asked, from the dungeon. But that means he has to join us on these airwaves and discuss some of those things. Don't know if he'll do that. He could be listening to us right now, because as this show is nationally syndicated, one of the cities that we're syndicated in is Dallas, Texas, on KVCE 1160 AM. And I think it infuriated a lot of people to see that and question, well, wait a second, he doesn't have the money to pay this restitution, but he moves to another state and he's living high off the hog. So what's the rub here? There must be, right? Hey, certainly here there's no mystery. Sonia Sotomayor, I was talking about her hobbling around and talking to various senators the other day, and she had an incident when she was rushing at LaGuardia and trying to get to Washington. They're now saying they have a date that they're going to convene for the hearings to, I think, approve her, starting on July 13th. So mid-July hearings on her nomination to the Supreme Court to fill Justice Souter's shoes. I think that surprised a lot of people. I don't know that the GOP was so excited about that, because that's pretty, pretty quick. Is there enough time to get ready for that kind of a hearing? Well, Republicans say not. We'll talk about that on the flip side and more.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
To see him when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, what is it with politicians or would-be Supreme Court justices when it comes to accidents? You have this thing with Sonia Sotomayor, and boy, they are pushing it through as fast as they can, the Democrats. The hearing will be starting in mid-July. A lot of Republicans not happy with that. In the meantime, the Texas governor, Governor Rick Perry, broke his collarbone while he was biking. Ooh, collarbone deal can be pretty nasty. Anybody ever break their collarbone? Luckily, thank goodness, I have not ever broken my collarbone, but I know people who have, and that can be pretty nasty stuff depending on what you have on the docket, if you know what I mean. All right, let's take a few. Let me give out the phone numbers again. We've been talking about a lot of different things, the Pakistan situation, even the crazy thing about fishing. Do you prefer saltwater fishing to lake fishing? I grew up on the ocean, so to me, I like the saltwater fishing. I like the idea of trolling. I don't like to be on a still lake, but I know that that's like blasphemy to a lot of people listening who love their lures and love to be out all day long. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming. Don, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you? How was your weekend?
It was good. How was your weekend?
Well, I got a lot of rest, so.
Good.
I did catch the hangover. I thought it was all right, so.
That's hangover? You saw that?
Yeah, it was all right. It got a little raunchy towards the end, but, I did get a kick out of Mike Tyson and his tiger, so.
I know. I heard that was a pretty funny part. And it did okay at the box office. I mean, the big thing was the animated film, of course, it's been for the last couple of weeks, is that movie Up. But right. Hangover did okay.
Yeah, it did. So, but anyway, hey, I don't know if you caught this or not. By the way, I have a question for you. What's your thoughts on this? You know, if you recognize somebody who's a different color, you know, mm-hmm. you're a black person, you recognize a person's white, or a white person recognizes somebody's Hispanic, or when you turn the corner and you run into somebody and you see them and you recognize what race they are, does that make you a racist? Do you know? Because I'm trying to understand the concept of what's going on with this Sotomayor gal and the comment that she made and the fact that she is Hispanic and mm-hmm. she pointed out white men. And, you know, I'm sure you remember when Obama was running for president, he quite a few times he made comments about, you know, a white person this or a black person that.
Yeah, you and I talked about it.
You know, and I just kind of wonder what the, you know, maybe it's okay to recognize that somebody's white or somebody's black or they're a different color, you know, but that doesn't make you a racist. You know, right. It's the things that you say about those people or the way you feel about them and your what you say, you know, or your thoughts or your feelings about those people or what you say about them can be contorted to, you know. So, for example, Obama made the comment, you know, my white grandmother would be scared out of her mind if she walked down the street and two black guys were coming in her direction. You know,
right?
And I just took it like, man, that is just so dang racist. But I don't know. I guess I'm trying to, you know, with this comment that this future Supreme Court justice, because there's nothing, you know, with the 60 blockade on the Senate, there's nothing really that the Republicans can do. And I think if a liberal Democrat or if any Democrat senator voted against it, I mean, they'd probably be lynched by the Democratic Party.
I agree.
But, you know, I mean, and I do kind of find it funny right now, by the way, on the timing of this, because Obama says she will be in place by October, and, you know, the Republicans are playing games with it, like, oh, really? Well, we'll see. Show you who's boss. We're going to just take our time, and if it happens, it happens, you know. And it's just so fun, some of the stupid games that go on between those people in Washington, you know.
I agree.
But I just come back to the quick thing. You know, I just kind of wonder what... maybe some of your callers calling and telling what they feel racism is. I mean, there's people that make comments constantly that degrade other people because of their color, you know.
Right.
You know, and it goes both ways. It's just not, you know, white people are the only racist on the planet. I mean, there's plenty of people.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. But you know this, Don. Sometimes people, you can tell they're racist because they specifically tiptoe around the whole race thing. So then you know that there's something more there. A lot of people will tell you that because you're right. I mean, of course you have to acknowledge race when if you look in front of you, if you see somebody and, you know, when people say, oh, I don't see colors and I don't see that, it's an expression. And if it means, yeah, that you think everyone's equal, I get it. But it's not true in the physical sense, because of course you see that. And you're right. People have seized on these speeches in which she gave Sotomayor, where she said she hoped a wise woman or a Latino with the richness of her experience would make better, more compassionate decisions in the court than a white man. And she did say it. And, you know, somebody gasped in the audience. It must have been at Berkeley when she said it, realizing, well, I hope this doesn't go anywhere. And, of course, here it is years later going somewhere. And there has been a lot of Republican criticism that she sees her role as something more than just this impartial umpire. And she's trying to change that perception, Don, in talking to everybody up there on the Hill before they go into this hearing on the 13th. I think she's going to get jostled around a bit, but I think you're right. There's no question the numbers are in her favor, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, and so with that comment, does that mean that white men don't have any clue of what's going on with minorities or other people, or white women, and
yeah, that's
know,
what that comment
around.
Was. Yeah,
you know, and it's just baloney. And the thing that I it is so funny because there's been so many references to Lincoln made by the Democrats, you know, and so many, you know, and the one that just a comment I just read recently Lincoln said was that, you know, you can't you can't raise the poor man by stealing from the rich through taxes, you know, meaning that you can tax the upper echelon of the country all you want, you know, it's not going to help the man at the bottom, you know.
Right.
And I just, you know, and of course Democrats have no problem taxing the upper, you know, which includes a lot of, you know, minorities that are very
right.
wealthy, you know.
Right, absolutely.
But the one that it just always goes back to me, and I would just think that especially minorities and people like me who absolutely admired the writings and talkings of Martin Luther King, is, you know, the famous speech, you know, that my child will not be, will be judged by their character, you know, and not by the color of their skin, that they will, you know, that they will be given the opportunity to advance in their life according to their own, you know, their own mojo, whatever you want to call it, their own, you know, versus just, you know, by sitting back and stereotyping, say, well, you're this and that, and you're, you know, this race is lazy and it's this, this, or this, or this, or whatever, you know. And I just shake my head that there's just, you know, this was said over 40 years ago, you know, and at that time, you know, when it was said, it was like, hey, yeah, everybody should be equal. Let's move forward and get out of this. But here we are, you know, even the guy who won the presidency, you know, and so I guess I'm just trying to understand the concept that some people have as to racism. I mean, there's the blatant racism when you say something about somebody according to their, you know, their race or whatever, and downgrade them, you know. But you see, I grew up in the United States Army. Okay, my dad did two tours in Vietnam, and I had just as many black and Latino friends as I did white friends, you know. And I've got I have an African American nephew, and I just hung out last night for a couple hours with his dad, you know. And it's just, you know, I when I see people, the first thing that doesn't register in my mind is, oh, that's a black person, or that's a Hispanic person, or, you know, et cetera. I just see them as people, you know.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, but at the same time, you know, I have a friend of mine who grew up in pretty much predominantly white Utah, and he says he doesn't believe that at all. He says it's just natural human, to recognize, you know, that this person's not the same color as me, and I just don't believe that. We have a disagreement with that. I just believe that we should become colorblind, you know, and that it doesn't matter what
the
person looks like.
I agree. I think we should become colorblind, and I was raised like you were raised as well, the same thing. My mother's best friend was an African-American woman. I didn't know the difference at all from the time I was 2 years old, whatever. But then as I got out into the world, like you say, Don, I started to see other areas and other people's perceptions of things and all that other sort of stuff. And it is an interesting thing to examine, and a lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want to go there. It's very un-PC to open up that can of worms, but it is worth bringing up. And I'm glad that you did that, Don. Thanks for the call. In talking about Sonia Sotomayor and what he's saying, and of course her reference was that, let's face it, she was a woman. There was a ton of glass ceilings in her way. She was bootstrapped herself up. She was in a working class family, and she had it rough, but made it through, okay? And she made it through because she had opportunity, because she lives in the land of opportunity, because she had the Constitution for it. So I think what she was saying in that speech that she gave and that public appearance, and that's the thing, of course, not thinking that she was going to be the Supreme Court justice and that this would be dug up. The thing that Obama said is she misspoke when she made her wise Latino remarks and probably would phrase them differently today. I mean, is that a fair call? He said, listen, it happened. It's not what she meant to say. She would probably phrase it differently. He basically apologized for what was being reported. In the end, she absolutely gets in. I don't think there's any problem. 800-259-5791. Kate, hang with you on ATN.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Yeah, no jive talking here. How do you feel? First of all, and we've talked about this, of course, her comments. President comes back, says, look, she misspoke. She was talking at this thing at Berkeley. That's the one deal. There was another deal, too. And then that became, I think, a topic for a couple of days. And now it's kind of been glossed over. And July 13th, the hearings start. A lot of people not happy with that process. Look, she's in. I can't see how she doesn't get in. There'd have to be something incredible that came out of the, you know, some skeleton that just flew out of the closet so fast that it would shock you. And I don't see that. 800-259-5791. And a lot of this was sparked by Rush Limbaugh, who called her a racist. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm fine there. Mistress, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You know, I was thinking that little 17-inch rule. The football players are going to be mad, you know? Cause,
oh, yeah, football players would.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're strong, you know? Power lifters, you know? You may have to start selling Centrition to the NFL just to. You know,
that's a great suggestion.
You know, try that angle there, you know? Maybe contact United Airlines and Centrition and. You know, maybe if you were taking Centrition, then you can get a break the first time, a waiver, a Centrition waiver.
Right, exactly, and get on the airline. You know, it's funny, I'm thinking about that. Like my pal Andre Girard, who is the center for the Dallas Cowboys, he's solid, but you're right. He would definitely fall into that over the 17 inch, I think, rule wide. Ooh,
yeah.
That would be tough. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's a first class. Most of those guys usually, but not always, are going first class.
You know, being in the military, you learn that sometimes you need a big guy. You know, you just need somebody that is big. And I don't care if he's strong, you just need some weight. You know, let's say you're in a ship and you can't get the door, the passageway open. You know, you need to call, get the big Marine over here. I know he's overweight and he hadn't passed his PRT and VFT, you know, and he'll knock that sucker open. The little guy who can bench press 400 pounds but only weighs, you know, 165, he can't touch, he can't move the door. So,
no, absolutely.
You know, it's maybe they'll start also then charging extra for the really skinny people because they're not using all the seat and make them stick two in one seat, you see. Who knows?
Yeah, no kidding. You know, it's funny. In making that reference, I'm thinking to myself, Jim McMahon, how badly did he need the refrigerator Perry in 85 for the Bears? Yeah, sometimes you need a big guy, whether it's a football field or in the military. You're right.
Well, you know, I want to talk about that TARP because that was a pretty big thing, too, today. The banks were starting to give back the money.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seemed funny to me that it was just a couple of months ago where they gave them the money, and now they're taking the money back. Now, if I did that, you know what? The FBI would be at my door saying, why are you money laundering? Because, I mean,
yeah, where's that money coming from?
Right. They printed the money out of thin air. They give it to the banks. Now the banks got to give them back some real money. I mean, listen to this. Money laundering is the practice of disguising illegally obtained funds so that they seem legal. The U.S. law practice of engaging in financial transactions to conceal the identity, source, or destination of illegally gained money. And, you know, it just seems like if the banks didn't, you know, need it in the first place, how come they gave it to them and then they're giving it back? And it's not like it's going to send me a little bit of that. You know, it's like, okay, they're paying back the taxpayer. No. You know, there's not a taxpayer out there that's going to get a bit of those, you know, $300 billion or whatever they gave back today. So where's that money going to go? You know, they created it. They lent it out. It's coming back. Where is it going to go? Who's going to get it?
Yeah, that's a good question. It'll go back into the government coffers is what would be said. And then they'll dole it out as they, I would assume, in a budgetary procedure as to what they earmark it for. But it is worth pondering how come we needed this so desperately and how did they whip it around so quickly, then why do they need the government's help? Why do we have to be dragged through this in the first place? If there were some rich people that were backing them up and then they were getting all this money, the banks, then why didn't they just go there in the first place?
Well, I just, you know, I
hope it's a little fishy.
Get back to the taxpayer, but just thought I'd throw in there.
Now, I'm glad you threw that out.
Food for thought, you know.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm feeling that Centrician energy. You know, I told you about that the other day, right?
No.
And, I said, you know, keep on taking your nutritional supplements, right?
You did say that to me, and you know what? It is working. I really mean this. I have never done that before. You know, I say that because I wouldn't, for me, I just wouldn't do it. I don't need to do it that badly. It wouldn't be that I would just do it. So it's working. So there is something to this for sure. And I love having that energy because I hate feeling deflated.
If you get to a plateau where you're not losing any more weight, mm-hmm. Check out the bee sting therapy stuff, you know. You go to somebody and they've got a bunch of bees and they'll have the bees sting you, and apparently that really works too. So,
are you kidding?
I'm not. Look, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the Travel Channel,
okay,
there's a lady here, there's a lady in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the TV is going to be in her living room there and see how she stings people. I went and saw that lady. She stung, like, this one guy, like, 14 times. And, you know, I'm going to be, if she, I'll try it, but they got to be really special little tiny bees, you know.
I don't know if I'm as brave as you are, Tomas. You are hilarious. Thanks for the phone call.
I want a centrician bee, you know.
Because that'll help you. Thanks, Tomas. Oh, my. I don't know if he has this problem or not, but Friday, do you remember this, right? Friday is the final curtain, as they say, for, oh yeah, an oldie but a goodie, analog television signals. Are you somebody that has an analog television signal? The original February 17th deadline was delayed because people weren't ready and because they ran out of the $40 coupons that the government offered to help buy converter boxes for the old TVs, right? So now they're saying that the country is better prepared than they were in February, but I still think you're going to have people confused. About 3.1 million U.S. homes were unprepared to get digital signals as of late last month. That's what Nielsen is saying. So that's half the number that were unprepared in February, and it'll probably go down a little bit by Friday. It's that procrastination thing, I think, for some people, to replace the old TVs, hook them up to converter boxes or cable or satellite. Well, first of all, some people didn't want to pay for it. They don't want to pay for a converter box, the cable, any of that stuff. So they wanted to get the check in the first place. And some people may believe the analog shutdown will be put off again, but they're saying no, that it's definitely game on. There's not going to be another delay. Digital signals, of course, are more efficient than the analog stuff because they've been on the air for six decades, and it'll make room, I guess, in the airwaves for wireless internet and emergency communication services. So it's much, much, much better. But this is a crazy statistic. Nearly half of the nation's 1,700 full-power TV stations already cut their analog signals. But they're mostly in some of the really, really small areas. But Friday, that's it, baby. If you are not set up, you are done. If you are hoping to get Wheel of Fortune and kick back and do your crossword puzzles at the same time, you will be sadly mistaken because you won't, unless you have an antenna or a converter box that would let you get digital signals, or you're hooked up to one of the two things that I said, meaning cable, satellite, you are in the dark. You are seeing snow. You are seeing nothing. About 100 stations, I guess, are going to keep an analog nightlight on, informing viewers of the need to switch. But because the Federal Communications Commission pretty much has given stations freedom to decide what time of day they're going to shut down analog, but it's done. Most people are going to do it in the evening, I guess, so that you won't really feel it until Saturday. But I guarantee that you could go out and you could find more than a handful of people who will not have television access for one reason or another. They didn't realize it or whatever the case might be. I don't know. Could you live without TV? There's something to think about. No TV. Zippo TV. But please keep your radio.